This is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you. Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, and you're listening to a very special encore presentation of Animal World. We'll all be back in the studio again next Sunday at 9 a.m. for another live show, so be sure to join us right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. Well, hey, happy Halloween, everybody. I'm Martha Norwalk, welcoming you to the second hour of this week's edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. And the best way to pull up the stream is go to the Animal World website. That would be Martha Norwalk. .com. Click on the Listen Live link in the upper right-hand corner. That will click you through to the 1150 KKNW website. Click on Listen and then Listen Online, and you will have the link you need to stream the show. Alrighty then. We are just getting rolling on my teaching editions of shows. Don't know how many shows this is going to take. And Walter Stoffel is my guest and will be joining me as part of these teaching shows because it's his incredible book called Lance, A Spirit Unbroken, the story of a border collie that Walter rescued along with his wife, Clara. And actually, I wondered, did I get to see Clara's back? Did she sneak into the room you're in, Walter?
Oh, yes, she did.
Okay, well, I just want to say, hi, Clara's back. I saw it. Okay. She snuck in. At any rate, probably one of the most volatile flash aggression dogs that I've heard the story of. Now, I have worked with many dogs that have similar problems and a handful worse than Lance, but not because the behavior was worse. But Walter, if you imagine Lance in a 100-plus-pound St. Bernard suit, that's more scary because, I mean, that dog could kill you. Okay. So, but anyway, Lance's story really triggered a feeling that, boy, I need to start sharing this information and get it out. People need to understand how to work with these kind of dogs. Well, that's branched into, let's do some teaching shows. And Walter and actually Nathan, because Nathan also has a border collie. So he's a dog owner and very much a part of our show now. And so Walter and Nathan are kind of going to be my students and my sounding boards. And so that I can kind of teach them. And so we're going to incorporate Lance and Lance's story and his behavior and all of that. And then, you know, Nathan can represent more of, you know, the normal dogs, because he's got a decent, you know, young border collie, Abby, but, you know, she's not a behavior disaster. Okay. So she's a more normal dog. And then Walter and Clara, you know, have a dog now. And so we've got that dog going on. Plus, Walter's followers have checked in with him, and he's got some case histories and questions and different behaviors and dogs. So we're going to address all of that sort of thing. So what's going on specifically with all of you guys and your dogs is going to influence what information comes through in these teaching shows for you, because we'll gear it to that sort of thing, and we will get more and more specific as we go. Now, you know, I explained to you before we got to the love train that kind of my background, so that you know that this has been my focus. This is my passion. This really is who I am. And I've been doing it my whole life. And the goal has been to understand animals and why they do what they do, so I can figure out how to help them and turn all this stuff around. Well, I am farther into that process than I've ever been in my life. I have more tools in my toolbox than I've ever had. And I have to say, man, the miracles that are happening in sessions are absolutely mind-boggling. And I had another one of those sessions yesterday, Walter and Nathan. This a border collie more in line with Abby, but this border collie, 2 years old. And an absolute basket case. Now, just briefly, I don't want to go into a long story about this dog, but this is another one of those dogs that likes had his toe stuck in an electrical outlet his whole life. So he's just wired and absolutely full of anxiety, every cell of his body 24/7. And this dog barked nonstop and absolutely could not be separated from his people, creating barks all night long. And they've been all this whole life. And they do noise machines and all this other kind of stuff. They build a great big, wonderful, you know, dog run and stuff. And so because they couldn't handle the dog inside, they put him outside. And this dog totally freaked out, barking all the time, even to the point of electric bark collar on this dog. And the dog, very smart, you know, border collies are the Einsteins of the dog world. And this dog understood the problem. Dog would bark, the electric collar go off, dog would scream, but then go right back at it. And for a very smart dog to take that shock, scream in the pain and go right back to it, this dog was so desperate to be with his family, it would take any kind of pain to try to get there. And literally, this dog was not allowed upstairs. It was only one room of the house. And when I arrived, I mean, all they could do was hold on to this dog. Anyway.
So this is a bark you're talking about, not a yelp?
Yeah. I have to say the session once I got there, and I, 'cause I never really know what I'm dealing with until I meet the dog and the family. And when I met this dog and just felt the energy and saw what was going on with this dog, my first thought was, oh, geez, this is definitely this family and this dog is a complete and total mismatch. And I didn't see a resolution and a way to solve this problem. And so before we even started, I sat down with them and said, you know, there's some other opportunities. We could pay somebody else to straighten this dog out for you. During the course of that discussion was what really they would really rather do it this way and wanted to go for that. So we decided to just go through the session and see what happened. And I will explain to you now how I do a session. But with this particular dog, I then at some point took over with the dog and took the dog away from the owner, kept the dog with me, and then I took over controlling the dog. And Walter and Nathan, it was absolutely miraculous. From the moment I took over, lowered the boom on this dog, took control, broke through, it was an instant transformation. The dog from wired for sound and I can't handle life and I am full of anxiety went from 160 to zero. And the dog said, when I took over, the dog said, oh, thank God. And the dog laid down at my feet. Loose leash, big sigh, went to sleep. And the owner's like, oh my God, what'd you do to the dog? Okay. So bottom line is we had another miraculous transformation. And then when I brought the kids in and started the interaction with the dog and the kid and all of this, I literally got to feel and watch this dog transform before my eyes. And I've never had that dramatic a session and to be able to feel it and know what's going on inside that and all that. So I'm still learning and growing. And what you need to know in this teaching process is I don't have all the answers. When I have all the answers, I won't be here anymore. So I'm still learning and growing and I'm not always right. I don't have all. So anyway, this is a process and an ongoing process as we speak. So just so you know, to finish up my background, you know, I got to the point where, you know, like I said, I have more tools than I've ever had before. I'm seeing miraculous transformations. I'm getting the worst cases I've ever seen and many repeats of what I saw back in the 80s and couldn't resolve. I'm getting now and we are resolving. So it feels like it's time because truthfully, when all is said and done, we put this all together. Nothing I teach is difficult or complicated. It's pretty simple. And hey, hi, Clara. I see you're coming in again.
She's saying hello to you.
Yeah, say hi. Wave, Clara. Hi, Clara. Oh, there she is. I get to see her face. Ah, she's munching something. Have a bite for me.
There's Clara, scars and all.
yes, Lance. Yeah, they really did feel the brunt of his aggression. So at any rate, I don't have all the answers, but I've got more tools than I've ever had. I'm seeing miraculous transformations and I'm going to do my best to share with you all of that. So next step here, looking at the clock, let's go ahead and take care of advertisers. And then when we continue the next thing on my list, I'm going to lay out the format for you, how I do a session, because we're getting ready to start a mega session with all of you. And I'm going to do my best to create an at-home training session for all of you through these shows. So I'm going to explain to you what the plan is, and then we'll get started. So stay right where you are. We're going to take care of advertisers. It is the most important part of the show because without them, there is no show. So please listen, pay attention, support them, thank them. Stay right where you are. Animal World continues straight ahead.
Oh, This is Stacy, and you're listening to a very special encore presentation of Animal World. We'll all be back in the studio again next Sunday at 9 a.m. for another live show. So be sure to join us right here on Alternative Talk 1150.
Give your dog, cat, or ferret the gift of great health naturally. Make NuPro all-natural supplements an essential part of your pet's diet. NuPro makes an awesome gravy, sure to please. This gravy provides fresh nutrients for a beautiful, silky skin and coat, strong immune system, and healthy digestion, among other wonderful benefits. NuPro's joint support formula is perfect for working dogs, large breeds, and especially seniors. So go with NuPro, your pet's best friend for over 20 years. Visit online at NuProSupplements.com for more information.
Hi, I'm Brenda Michael.
And I'm Rob Spears, and we're excited to tell you about our changes. Conscious Talk is moving to Tuesdays, Wednesday, and Friday at our usual time, 7 to 8 a.m., right here on KKNW.
We'll continue to bring you the leading edge of new thought and practical knowledge from natural health to spiritual growth.
Don't forget, Conscious Talk is moving to Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 7 a.m. right here on KKNW 1150 a.m.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior training or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping, or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Talk radio for the heart and soul. Alternative Talk 1150.
Wonderful Ananda Institute of Living Yoga, and check them out. They've got wonderful classes and events coming up for the holidays through November, December, and January. And you can find everything. It's all are hybrid, in person or online. Some are online only, but it makes it real convenient. So check them out, AnandaWa.org, AnandaWa.org, and check out Whispering Dragon, whispering-dragon.com. Jude Ponton, our premier sound healer in the area. She is back at work and do see you in person at the Whispering Dragon Center, or can work with you remotely. So check it out, whispering-dragon.com, or give Jude a call at 206-706-2836. All righty, we are going to get back to our teaching show here. And I just kind of finished telling you about my background and all of the decades that I've put into understanding animals. I'm the first to say I don't have all the answers, but I'm closer than I've ever been. And it is a rare case anymore that we can't immediately break through, get problems under control, and owners and dogs living congenially together very quickly. Sometimes it's not, it takes longer, and sometimes we need outside help. You know, there are variations to a degree, but more and more successful all the time. Now, Walter, author of Lance, A Spirit Unbroken, is here as my student and sounding board along with Nathan. And David Brown is here in the studio with Nathan as well today, because he's our ghost shadow in the studio for Halloween, because Nathan is going to be gone next week and David will be doing the show with me. So I want to say officially hi to David, because he's at the microphone now.
Good morning.
Good morning, David. And I'm sorry I haven't been including you. If you want to comment or chime in at all during these discussions, you're certainly welcome to do that. I don't know if you're a dog person or not, but you can if you have something to contribute. All righty. So we just talked about my background. So at this point, where sessions have evolved to, I kind of specialize in dealing with the worst of the worst cases, although I see the regular and the mundane and the easy stuff as well, but mostly as serious cases. I typically see my clients once, and that's the big difference between me and everybody else. Remember, I was trying to find a way to get people educated and get the problem solved now, because people, you know, we're in a hurry up. We're in a 7-Eleven society. People don't want to take weeks or months, you know, to solve problems. And so I wanted to give people what they wanted. And that's what I have created. So I'm going to want you to describe the basic outline for how I work. And where it all starts is, you know, someone calls me, you know, I always do that free telephone evaluation. So I start my relationship with a new client and dog. And we're focusing on dogs through this series, because there's too much different information if we were to deal with cats and other animals, so we're focusing on dogs. At any rate, I do the phone evaluation with them, and as I explain it to them, we set up an appointment and I come to your home. I take a holistic approach, but my definition of that is my definition. And so my definition of a holistic approach is that I share with the owners everything I've learned that affects dogs' behavior. So the intent is to give a comprehensive education of all the things that affects dogs' behavior and what people need to know about, so that that all will back up what we're doing in behavior and training or behavior modification or rehab to change, you know, the dog's behavior. So we look at food, and, you know, we look at, you know, general dog, you know, psychology and what dogs are all about. We look at food and how food affects behavior. I look at home and environment and the history and the relationship with the dog, and let people know what they're doing well and should continue, and what, if anything, we ought to change or add to accomplish what we need to. Now, before I come and see them, I have them get out a pad of paper and keep it like on their kitchen counter and start a list of problems. So every time you think of something that you want to ask about or fix or control with your dog, you jot it down. So it might be barking, digging, chewing, jumping, biting, separation anxiety, you know, whatever's going on. They would jot all that stuff down. And then during the course of the session, I address everything on the list of problems, sometimes more than what's on the list, because sometimes we have to work with behavior that isn't an issue in order to get to the behavior that is. But I do my best to help them understand what's going on and why, teach them how to communicate, how to behavior modify, how to teach and train, and then set them up on a program, start resolving all the problems. Now, that's what we're going to try to copy here on the air. But there will be some things missing. And what's missing is that I'm not in your individual home. I'm not in the house with Walter. So I can't work specifically with your dog and your situation. So that's the component that'll be missing here. Like when I did the session yesterday with the family and the border collie, I'm there in their home. I work with the dog at the starting the moment I arrive. And then I'm working with the dog throughout the course of the session. So we won't have that part. But I think this is all going to come together without that, and we'll just create this as we go, basically. Now, the next thing you need to know is that when I go into the session, I start with, and I structure the session this way on purpose, because I need some time to get to know the family. I need some time to get to know the dog. I need to be able to test things and work with the dog and all of that kind of stuff. And I don't always know where we're going or what we're going to do, like with the session yesterday. When we get started, it all kinds of shakes out as I go through it. It is sometimes an exhaustive process just going through the interview and finding out everything that we need to deal with. And so when I arrive at a session, just so you know, the vast majority of dogs that I go to work with, barking is on their list in some way, shape, or form. Most dogs, when they bark, their barking is uncontrollable. You know, they bark at the door when people arrive, that sort of thing. So in an in-home session, I will address that immediately. So I have the owner leave the dog in the house, come out on the front porch with me. I talk to him about how we're going to work with the barking. I give them a training tool, give them directions. We say goodbye. They go back in. I give them a chance to get set up inside. Then I come back and knock or ring. And then they start addressing the barking. So I explain that I need to take advantage of what we have to work with at the time we have to work with it. And I can't be the bad guy coming into the session if I'm going to form a relationship with the dog and work with the dog. So I have to get the owner to control the barking and start that process initially. Then it gives me a chance to find out. So I typically start with a sound interruption to interrupt the barking and verbal commands and praise from the owner. I coach them as this is going on. Once the bark is controlled, I enter the house. And then the second test I do when I'm coming in, I always carry food treats with me. And so I have a pouch on my waist with some training tools. But I like a soft, real food training reward. So the food that I use for motivation and reward and teaching and training is usually string cheese. String cheese is rarely an allergen for dogs. It's soft and it's easy. And a food reward to be effective only needs to be large enough to taste. So it's a good one. So once I get in the house, once the barking is controlled, I get in the house, then the next thing I'm going to do is offer the dog some cheese or toss cheese on the floor, depending on how friendly or not friendly the dog is, because I want to see if the dog will take the food. Because what that tells me when I come in the house, if the dog takes the food, that's good. Dog doesn't, that lets us know. So if the dog barking, defensive barking like that, when someone arrives at the house, that barking by the dog is based in fear. And if the fear is really deep-seated on an emotional and physical level, it will override the hunger drive. So that's what I'm looking for. When I offer the food or toss the treat, I want to see, does the dog take it right away? If the dog does, then I know, no matter what I'm seeing, the fear isn't that deep-seated, and this is more learned behavior and will be fairly easy to work through. If they don't take the food, then I know this is more deep-seated on an emotional and or physical level, and it's going to take more to work that dog through the fear and that sort of thing. And we may have to add other things to get there. All right. So that point, see, I can't stimulate that here on the air, but that's how a session would start. Then once we get away, go through that process, then I go in with a family and we go to, you know, a family room, a kitchen area. We sit at a table or, you know, on couches or chairs in the room, but we set up somewhere. And of course, now with COVID, we have to distance and mask and all that sort of stuff. But at any rate, we sit down to get comfortable, because then we begin their education process. So the process of the session at that point, we come in and sit down, and then I go through an interview with the clients. The first thing that I want to know about is I want to know what they're feeding their dog, and I want to read labels. So that process, they haul out everything they're feeding the dog, you know, the bags or the boxes and and all of that, so that I can see everything they're feeding and read all the ingredients and all of that. And we'll clean that up. And then I go over the history of the dog. All of this can be important in understanding. So I want to know how old the dog was when they got it. Where did it come from? What do we know about the background? You know, and sometimes we're dealing with purebred purchased dogs, you know, as puppies. Sometimes they're rescues or strays. The vast majority of dogs I see these days are rescues, and the majority of them are coming from Texas or Mexico. So that's just an FYI. Once we've gone through the background with the dog, then I ask about how much exercise does the dog get and what kind of exercise, just to throw it in at this point. You can exercise about 85% of behavior problems out of dogs. Okay. Most dogs don't get enough exercise. Now, young to middle-aged, a little older dogs can vary a bit depending on breed and individual tendencies. But ideally, dogs should get 45 minutes to an hour and a half a day of good aerobic exercise and reckless abandon type fun. Now, when you think about it, that's a lot of time. Doesn't have to be done all at one time. It can be 5 minutes here and 5 minutes there and 20 minutes there and 30 minutes there. But consistent exercise is so important.
And that's separate from a walk, too. Like you were saying, it's got to be pretty intense, right?
Well, now, walks are good. And walks can help. But, you know, you walk your dog on a leash and you go out around the neighborhood. That's not reckless abandon type fun. And that's not aerobic exercise, you know, unless you're jogging. And let's cover that at this point. If you want to jog with your dogs, you've got to be very careful with their physical body development. And dog skeletons don't set until they're 2 years old. So in the first 2 years of a dog's life, if you're going to take them running with you, you have to really restrict that. You do not want to run them on hard surfaces like concrete, you know, and asphalt and roads. You want to run on dirt or grass or a cushioned run, you know, path. And you keep it very short. You got to be very restrictive on serious hard running until they're at least two. So you get that skeleton set and you're not upsetting the apple cart there. It's another reason why you have to wait to really start serious agility with dogs is they have to be old enough to be able to take the pressure on their joints and stuff when they're jumping and that sort of thing. So you want to be a little cautious about that. But first and foremost, if you have behavior issues with your dog, you want to look at exercise and how much exercise are they getting. And, you know, one of the wonderful things about living with dogs today is that we've created a whole lot of things that you can, if you have some money, you can pay for, and you can cover a lot of bases with dogs these days by hiring people. You know, you can hire dog walkers and dog sitters. We've got dog parks you can go to, and we have daycares. And I have to tell you, I have a number of clients yesterday, no exception, the border collie yesterday, they'd started taking the dog to daycare a couple of days a week, not because the dog needed to be in daycare, but it was a way to get him to exercise and play and wear him out a bit so he was a little easier to live with. So I actually do have clients that take their dogs to daycare, not because they need daycare, but because they need the exercise and socialization. So that can be good as well. All right. So then the next thing I do with my clients in an in-home session is we go through the list of problems they have for their dogs. So, Walter, this is, I think, where we're going to start taking a little bit of a look at the followers, or the, you know, the people that you've heard from, and the problems they have with their animals. So if you want to get out your list of stuff, and so what I'm looking for now is we're going to get an idea of the breeds of dogs or mixes that we're dealing with here in general, and then an idea of the problems that y'all might be having with your dogs that you're interested in learning about. Because once I have some specifics on this list, then as we get into the general education, I can, you know, bring in information that relates to the things we're going to be dealing with. So we know, Nathan, you've got a border collie.
Yep. 2-year-old female named Abby.
And Lance was a border collie. So Walter started with a border collie. Walter, what kind of dog do you have now?
I have besides being a devil dog, she's a dachshund / we don't know what the other half is yet. She's approximately 18 to 19 months old.
All right. Now, I want, first of all, everybody listening, were you paying attention to what Walter said? And I asked him, what kind of dog do you have? What did he say? Well, besides being a devil dog, she's a, I wrote that down in quotes, reason for that, Walter, that will come back to haunt you a little later in your education. Okay.
All right. I'm sure.
So we have a doxy mix. Now, is your dachshund 18 to 19 months old? Is she a rescue?
Yes, she is.
How old was she when you got her?
4 months.
Okay. If I'm doing a private session, then we're not going to go into this now with Walter, but I'd say, where did she come from? What do we know about, you know, we'd go into more background if there was any. So now, Walter, let's take a look at the list that you've got. And I'm most interested in the basic details, breed, type of dog, age, if we know it, and specific problems that they're dealing with.
Okay. She has a
I think you need thing. To pull your microphone down just a little bit, because I'm not hearing you right well.
Can you hear me now?
Much better. Much better.
Okay. She barks at
What kind of dog?
It's, as I said, it's half dachshund. We don't
know.
Oh,
this
know
is
what
your
other...
dog. Okay. So
right.
Barking.
Barking. If 90% of the vehicles that go by the house get a bark, any delivery man gets a bark. Sometimes she barks at things. We're not really sure what she's barking at.
Okay, so I put that on the list as barking at stuff. Okay, yeah. So what else besides that? Anything?
She's antisocial towards people and other dogs.
Meaning she's fearful or aggressive or?
Well, I think it's fearful, because I did a test with her last winter. My neighbor's daughter was shoveling our driveway for us. And Heidi is the name of our dog. Heidi was behind our fence barking, you know, fearsomely at her. And I said, just for the heck of it, I told the girl, I'm going to open the gate and I want you to start walking towards the gate. I opened the gate. She started walking towards the open gate.
Uh-oh.
We just lost Walter, but it is time
say,
for a break.
I think we just lost Walter. So let's go ahead. And as you said, Nathan, we do need to take care of advertisers one more time in this hour. So let's go ahead
I'm
and
back.
Do that. See if we can get. Oh, there's Walter back. Walter, we're going to take care of advertisers and make sure we've got a good connection with you. And we will continue straight ahead. So stay right where you are, everybody. Animal. Oh, and in the meantime, Walter, during this break here, I want you to pull out, so you can pull out breeds and specific problems, and we can go through it really fast.
I got it.
All right, Animal World continues. More teaching straight ahead right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Hi, this is Nathan coming to you from behind the board, and today we have a very special encore presentation of Martha Norwalk's Animal World. From all of us in the Animal World family, we wish you all a happy weekend, and we look forward to being with you again on next week's live show from 9 a.m. to noon on Sunday, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. There is a horizontal world, and there is a vertical world. Living horizontally, our concerns are based in fear and survival. But then we hear a call to live vertically, to connect to our wholeness. Linda Rasmussen, with Vertical Energy, uses a process that helps you balance higher consciousness through your body. When you live vertically, you reap the benefits of health, peace, and clarity. For a free introductory session, call 206-841-1992.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude and Paul Ponton are experts in the field of vibrational alignment and harmonic shifting. They're also co-authors of Acutonics for Dogs and Cats, and Acutonics from Galaxies to Cells, Planetary Science, Harmony, and Medicine. They can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude and Paul can work with you remotely, at their office, or on-site if you live in the Seattle area. They also teach classes in the Acutonic Sound Healing System. Check out their website, whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email them at resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
Alternative Talk 1150.
time, we heard from our wonderful New Pro Supplements, and New P as in Peter are, oh, great supplements for dogs, cats, and ferrets, the most palatable cat vitamins in the world. They're called the New Pro Nuggets, and they are just great. Never had a cat that didn't love them. And the supplement for dogs, really, really good, and gets Nathan's dog, Abby, eating her food really well. So check it out, newprosupplements.com. Ask for it wherever you shop for your premium pet supplies. And we heard from Nels Rasmussen, spiritualpetconnection.com, and his at-home Rasmussen Reset program is available. Just click on the contact link on his website and tell him you want to speak to him, and he'll be happy to chat with you. All righty then. We are just getting into the first teaching show with Walter Stoffel is my guest. He's the author of Lance, A Spirit Unbroken. And we lost Walter in the middle of our discussion, but you are back, Walter. I'm glad to see we didn't lose you permanently.
Yes.
All right. So let's see how quickly we can get us. And what I'm getting now and what kind of came in, let's just with Nathan, with you, and David, if you want to chime in, different breeds of dogs, just so I can get those on the breed list, and then different problems. So what else have you got from your people, Walter?
Okay. So the barking, not friendly with people and other dogs. She's a scavenger, both inside and outside the house. My wife and I spent a lot of time getting stuff out of her mouth.
Okay.
She pulls on the leash when walking, and she's not totally housebroken.
Okay, good. All right.
That's about it. Other than that, she's perfect.
Okay, so that's Heidi's list. All right, so yes. What else? What other breeds and what other problems or questions have we got on your list from people?
Oh, okay. I have I have a lady, she's got a super 10-month-old collie. The dog adores people, but not keen on her fellow dogs.
Okay.
So she'd like help with that. I have another lady, she has an Australian Shepherd. He's 10 years old, and I guess you'll diagnose what his problem is because he's on Xanax, Clonopin, and CBD pills.
All right. So Xanax, those are the psychotropic drugs.
Right. I would guess high anxiety.
Yeah. So did she say what the problems are with the dog?
No, she didn't. That was just her email. My guess would be the dog must be a very anxious dog, but man, I could get more info.
Well, yeah, who knows? I mean, they're putting pretty much, have issues and they don't know what to do about it. You know, vets are going to put them on drugs.
Good point.
It rarely are they effective. They just are not on my list of things that I recommend doing. I'm going to throw this in because it's coming up right now. And that's what I do in a session. We go off sometimes on little tangents because some comes up, we cover it there. So psychotropic drugs, just so you guys know, that's like Prozac for dogs, and there's a bunch of different ones. And if you know about them, certain varieties of these work better for certain behavior issues than others. But like I said, they are not even on my list because I have never had situations that I couldn't resolve without them in some way, shape, or form, other than maybe one or two over all these years. And those cases were some time ago. And I don't think would not be the same situation today. So you can do these things if you want. What I hear from people is sometimes the psychotropics really drug dogs out. So they're like drugged all the time. And most people describe their dogs as being altered in some way and not necessarily being real happy with the way it's affected the dogs. I most of the time hear that it hasn't made any difference at all with the dogs. But every time I get ready to write them off for good and say, nope, I hear of a case where it really helps. So that's kind of where the psychotropic drugs are, is that I think there are better ways, but every once in a while there is help there. Okay, so now for that, also, if the owner of that 10-year-old Aussie on these drugs, if you're listening, what you're going to need to do is follow up with Walter and give us more specific issues. You know, is it separation anxiety? Is it they're a vibrator, they shake all the time? And is it fear of people? Are there dogs? Household destruction? I mean, whatever's going on, we need more details. All right, Walter, what else? What other breeds and problems you got?
And I will be able to get those details for you if you don't get them from her personally, because I can recontact them. So I have another one that doesn't have the breed. Big and strong, neutered male, 8 years old, 80 pounds, sweet as pie, unless someone approaches us on a walk, or even worse, if they have a dog with them. I've worked with two trainers. One trainer made us realize that with our dog's bite history, he can't really be trusted. We didn't know until we fostered him that he had a bite history. He was extremely sick and docile when we fostered him. He had untreated heartworm that almost killed him. Once we got him healed, we saw his true nature, and he's very overprotective of us. He's never allowed off leash, and he's never alone outside. I don't trust him to try not to escape. We have very few neighbors, which helps. Because he has to be walked several times a day, every day. He knows his basic commands, and unless something sets him off, he's the best dog around.
Okay. All right. So just so you know, when the trainer says, oh, this dog can never be trusted, it bites and all of that, you really can't really make generalizations like that. And it may be true, it may not. But the good news is, with that kind of a list and the overprotection and you know, the defensive and all of that, tons of stuff we can do. So I'll have lots of stuff for you on that level. All right. Anybody else and any other kinds of behavior?
And I'll get you the breed for that dog too.
Okay.
All right. So now we have another one here. And this again, this is an unknown breed. Actually, this is from the United Kingdom here. We're very well behaved until 6-7 months old. Then other dogs started going after him for no reason. I had to start keeping him on a lead, as when it happened, he bolted for the road. He now freaks out if he even sees another dog, and has also started redirecting to me. I don't know if that means to her or at her. Barking, jumping up, and nipping me. Well, that answers that question.
Yeah, that's a displaced aggression.
I just can't get him to calm down. I tried a trainer behaviorist, but after paying over 40 pounds. She was told to keep constantly giving him chicken.
Yeah, okay. Well, lots of help for that stuff, too. Okay, let's go on to the next one.
We got one more here, and this is a border collie. Let's see if she says a pup. I don't see the exact age here. Her issue, she says he has, you mentioned this before, he has very little food motivation. And all the settling strategies I know for hyper border collie pups involve food, and he isn't very motivated that way.
Okay. All right. Now, then, before we close out this hour and love train one more time, let's add to this list. So we've got our basic things that are coming through Walter. There'll probably be more. You know, every show we do, we can add to this list. But I want to get our basic issues that people want to know about. Let's get on the list so I can bring those in during the general education when need be. So I'm just going to, we've already got leash pulling, we got barking, we've got antisocial, and we've got then all the defensive aggressive behavior on the leash. We've got displaced aggression here. And then let's get the bases. Let's get, we'll get jumping up. Let's put digging. That's a common, stealing, let's go, you know, destruction and chewing. Let's see. Do you think of anything, Walter or Nathan?
I got one for Abby that Abby does. She is very, and I mean very, focused on, like, if a light reflects off your phone onto a wall or ceiling or some sort of hard surface, she is just very focused on it.
Okay.
It's hard to get her attention away from it.
Okay. All right. So anything else you can think of in terms of problems we want to put on here. And then I,
Martha,
yeah,
how about Heidi's problem with not being 100% housebroken?
Yeah, I got house training on the list.
Oh, okay.
And then I'll add to it as we go. We all can add to it as we get more feedback. But then I'm going to add to our list of things we'll put on our specific list is like the things that people like to teach their dogs. So we'll talk about basic commands and teaching those. We'll talk about how to teach tricks, and I'll tell you how to teach tricks and stuff. And how about we'll cover cum. That's a big issue. Everybody needs their dogs to cum, and most of them don't, sort of thing. All right. So I think we've got a pretty good list going here. That'll get us toward the end of this hour. Stay right where you are. More teaching with Walter to come. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.